King Tut seemed to enjoy people as much as they liked him. He especially loved children. Once, when a large group of sight-impaired children visited him on his perch, he allowed every one of them to touch and stroke him. And he remained calm when a group of hearing-impaired children each kissed him on the head and shouted too loudly, "I love you, King Tut!" He never so much as squawked back in protest, even though loud sounds upset him. Instead, King Tut seemed to recognize and appreciate these special expressions of affection.